You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Skalklo, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. And I have to say that I've always thought of Skalk as a sort of a modest fellow. I mean, very talented and very good at what he does and very conservative in many ways, but also quite adventurous in other ways. But over the last few hours, he's been what I can only describe as vainglorious or boastful about something that he did. And he put out a tweet saying, have a listen to this. This is what you have to listen to after 13 minutes and 13 seconds of this particular podcast, because I got it absolutely right. And he's on the telephone now. Tell us about it, please.
What a glorious Skalk introduction.
It really was. Go on.
I was feeling butt coming on.
What do you mean? Stop being South African and tell me why you were so pleased with yourself.
Yeah, no, you know why. Very well. No. We had a conversation a few weeks ago, and we spitballed. Both of you. Well, actually, I listened to it again, and I think we actually spitballed together. It wasn't just you know, by myself, and we had a few ideas what Naspers, you know, process could possibly do in the next few weeks, and yeah, today the announcement came and it was pretty much spot on.
Okay, the announcement being Prosus to sell 2% stake in Tencent worth $15 billion. I mean, I don't know how long ago it was that Kurzbecker and his team bought a stake in 10 cent, but to sell 2% for 15 billion is quite extraordinary. What are the implications for the market, for Prosus, for Naspers, and for the JSE Securities Exchange? And tell me why, more seriously, you predicted this.
Oh, okay. So let's first start with the prediction part, because this is the easy one. I mean, they say you can rule the world, or read you can conquer the world. I'll let you just went back and read the original transaction that they've done, the 22nd of March 2018, and if you look at the arrangement that they had with Tencent back then, a lot of people think it was sort of a gentleman's agreement. We won't sell another 2%, in the company next 3 years. That was an arrangement. There was an agreement that they may sell 2%, of Tencent. They caught the market back then, by surprise. And the one thing that stood out in that arrangement, or let's call it in that sense announcement, was that they may not sell a further, any other shares in Tencent for a further 3 years. Now, that 3 years was up, by the end of March, 2021. So it was just a bit of a waiting game. I think I mentioned that it's a surprise, sort of an inverted commas. It wasn't a surprise. We were expecting this. We know that, the team, Prosus, Bob van Dijk and his team in Prosus, they've got one mandate and one mandate alone. That's to start unlocking value for shareholders.
Yes.
When they did this transaction, back in the days, when we look at, remember this whole Prosus transaction happened, let's call it that period, September 2019, if I'm not mistaken. But back then, the Naspers discount was trading at 35% to the underlying investments, which was predominantly just Tencent. Now, after that announcement actually came through that they actually unlocked, that discount did narrow to 31%. The problem is, fast forward to where we are, find ourselves today, as we currently stand, Prosus is trading at a discount of 36.2%, and Naspers is trading at a discount of close to 51%. So,
gosh,
I would say this has been not a successful, unlocking of value. It would have been much better for Naspers/Prosus investors to just back then sell their shares in the company and buy Tencent directly. So your second part of your question was, going forward, how do we see this? So let's first start with the elephant in the room. When an announcement gets made and a share price dropped with the magnitude that it's done, today, you know, then you definitely need to start asking questions. You know, let's start with that elephant in the room. NASPAS down, you know, over 5% today. You know, Prosus down, you know, 4.12%. Is it bad? Yes, it's bad. I mean, it's not good. There is some, you know, call it buts. The first but is, remember Tencent. You know, we look at Tencent's trade this morning in Hong Kong. They actually closed down, you know, 3.75% in Hong Kong dollar. So they sort of started off at on the back foot. But this should have been a positive announcement. This is a lot, Lindsay. I mean, we're talking about, you know, $14 billion. We're talking about over 200 billion rand. I mean, you know what a company can do with over 200 billion rand? I mean, that is mind-boggling. Absolute mind-boggling. But I mean, the market did not take it, you know, well, and I'm going to tell you what I think and why.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If the market didn't take it well, is the market right, or has the market had a knee-jerk reaction, and is there something else to do here? In other words, be contrarian and say, you know, it's all out the way now. We know that they've done it. Let's buy it. What's your attitude towards it?
So I'm going to give you what the market has done previous time. So let's again rewind to 22nd of March 2018. Now back then they really surprised the market. Remember, they didn't have a previous sense announcement which stipulated that they may not sell for a further 3 years. It was really a surprise, which you know, again, selling 2% Tencent back
then. So they've gone back on their word. In other words, I mean, they haven't broken any sort of a memorandum of understanding or any contract or anything, but they've gone against their word. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Not at all. They've actually kept their word. I mean, they really kept their word by not selling any other shares for a period of 3 years. But
yes,
that day, that 22nd of March, when they made that announcement for the first time, I mean, the share price dropped 4.6% that day.
Yes.
So This is crazy. You should think back then that would have been a massive surprise on the market. It's a positive, you know, effect. There's some value unlocking. Yet the market didn't take it well. Market dropped. The share price dropped 4.6% that day. And yesterday, coup de grace. I mean, 6 days later, it was trading down a further 13%. So, I mean, you know, firstly to all listeners out there thinking, oh, I mean, you know, we're looking at a 5% drop today. This is as good as it gets. Maybe just let's pile in. You know, if history is anything to go by, I remember, you know, back then, you know, 6 days later, you would have dropped 13%. But we all know what the after effect were. Yes, NASPAS didn't do well for that, let's call it that, following, you know, 1 year period. But that was sort of mostly, you know, for the reason, you know, Trump had that trade war with China and you know, Chinese internet companies in general didn't do well, which wasn't good for NASPAS. But today, you know, let's call it 3 years later, it's trading, you know, very, very well above those prices. And at the end, you know, all's well ends well. Now you're asking me, you know, what do I think?
Yes.
I personally think this,
what are you
is
doing
not
at PSG
positive
Wealth?
Yeah, you can't ask me that. I mean, at PSG Wealth, we still, you know, positive. I mean, this is a company that we invested in, so let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
I'm personally really gonna dissect this, because the one thing that I didn't mention in the sense announcement today was what they're going to do with the money. They played around with some words, saying that they create some, you know, leverage and the opportunity that they can you know, look at a few things. Yeah, but I'm nowhere in that sense announcement saw that they looking to buy back some of their own shares, which is now trading at like I mentioned, a much deeper discount. So I'm definitely going to wait and see, you know, for further announcement to see what they are planning to do with this, let's call it, over 200 billion rand. Why am I worried? You know, the reason why I'm worried, Lindsay, is...
Let me just interject here and just put my two cents worth in as a layman.
Go for it.
They either have a plan, or they just want to get out because they think the market is at the top. So if they have a plan, then what is that plan? Could they be buying another food delivery service or something like that, or another tech startup or something? Or the other one where, you know, they just wanted to get out because the market looks too frothy. I mean, both are quite intriguing prospects.
Mm. So I mean, I think we don't need to have an either or. It could be you know, a little bit of both. They've made it clear that they like the food delivery side. You know, some of these companies has really done really well. You know, some of them haven't done well, and I think what we might see is that they take some of this capital and invest this in you know, the stronger operating companies, you know, the OCSs, the food delivery companies, those type of companies. And I also think that they will eventually, you know, take some of the capital and buy some of their shares back. That said, you know, again, I want to step one back. You know, why do I see this as a bit worrying? And the main reason is you need to ask yourself, why are certain companies, holding companies specifically, trading at a discount?
Yes.
And some are trading at a much larger discount. Now, there's many reasons for that. I think one of the main reasons for me personally is when you look at a company and you buy into that company, you know, somewhere along the line, that company would either, you know, keep this company and you know, the discount will narrow automatically, because, and if it doesn't, they will sell it. They will sell this company. The problem is that we've got here is that they you know, when we look at the announcement that was made March, you know, 2018, it's sort of a copy and paste. You know, this announcement that we've seen today is a copy and paste of what we've seen in March 2018. Again, another 2%, you know, of Tencent being sold, and again, another 3-year period of selling no shares. Now, if you look at that, then that basically means, let's say that is the norm. Let's say that is the arrangement that they got going forward. At every 3 years, they will now sell, you know, 2 shares, or be in the position to be able to sell 2% of the company. This will take them, you know, at least 42 years to disinvest, you know, out of Tencent if they wanted to do so, if that is the norm. And I think suddenly the investors out there that was looking at this and say, well, this discount is too wide. I mean, we need to look at this. I think they will be disappointed, because there's a good reason for this discount to be this wide now, because they're clearly not going to be able to disinvest out of Tencent, you know, in the next year or two. Well, at least not without
disrupting the market and disrupting stakeholders and also cheesing off shareholders. So yeah, they've really got to flag this, because this is a big deal for the JSE Securities Exchange. On that note, let's have a look at the JSE Securities Exchange. Well, we'll have a look at the global markets before we get to that. Skulk. So, but anyway, well done for flagging that on whatever date it was.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, I didn't know you were boastful, but yeah, it's up to you. You obviously don't have many victories in your life, and when you get one, you have to shout out about it.
Even a broken clock, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Not my broken clock. It is just so broken. Anyway, the dollar rand is 14.55. The British pound against the rand is 20.03. The euro rand, yeah, it's going to change its number from 20 to 19, I think, in the next 24 hours. So it's 20.03 British pound against the rand, just to repeat myself. The euro rand is 17.30. And the euro dollar is 118.90. So the dollar has weakened by 0.6% today. And on the back of that, the gold price has rallied by $13 an ounce, up 0.75% to $17.39. The platinum price has risen by $35 to $12.35. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
So palladium currently is trading. Let me just quickly bring this up. So palladium, as it currently stands, is trading at $2,626. So that's softer 2% for today.
The South African 10-year bond yield is doing so well. It's done so well over the last few days. It was about 960 a few days ago. It's now 932.5. And if we go to the US 10-year bond, yeah, it's 165, which is one of the reasons why the South African bond yield has fallen as well. Well, the oil price is currently, West Texas is down 0.6% to $58.76 per barrel. And Brent crude is $62.19, which is down 0.9%. It's 1% down for the West Texas and 0.9% down for the Brent crude oil price. Where's Bitcoin, please, Skulk? Give me that one.
It's moving further away from the $60,000 mark. It's currently trading at $56,300.
It was $58,000 yesterday, wasn't it? Yes, it's all over the place. What about Stock Exchange and News Service? Nothing really today, was there?
No, it's been a very quiet day, but just been only nice passing process. Just to get back to your gold movement, we've seen some dollar weakness. I just did a graph.
You love gold, don't you?
I need to bring it back.
You have to say that you love gold and your clients love gold and you put your clients into gold. So we have to get that out of the way now, just for compliance purposes. You are invested in gold.
I can't be a one-trick pony, Lindsay. I need to have something else. So I think I still strongly feel that the gold thing might just be my other pony here, because we know about the stimulus, the current one they're talking about, the $2.3 trillion one that they're talking about. We know about the 1.9 that's already been approved now in the system. We know about the M2 money supply and the dollar that might get affected.
Let's go on to gold. Never mind all that stuff. We know all that stuff. Why do you like gold?
We know where it's pointing. No, we've had this conversation so many times. I do think it's a hedge. It's a hedge against firstly, a dollar that might be weakening. I think it's a hedge against equities in general that might be a little bit, richly priced. Again, I did a graph the other day where I just took the gold price and I plotted on an exactly same graph as the MSCI All Country World Index. And it's unbelievable. When you look at this graph, it looks like a inverse mirror, or let's call it inverse correlated graph. But the one that I want to talk about is the one that I drawn today was it's basically the gold price, the deviation, the deviation gold price from its 200-day moving average, and how it's trading at a premium and a discount. Naturally, not at a discount. And the levels that it's currently trading at is similar levels that we've last seen, let's call it, in mid-2018, just before we saw the spike. So I think any technical analyst out there, or people that's following technical analysis and those kind of things, I mean, this is definitely one I would be looking at. When we look at the economic data that came out from the US today, the trade deficit, for the US, I mean, it's widened now to a massive, massive $71.1 billion US dollars. So I think there's a lot of things just making me really worried about the US economy, what they're doing. And I do think that what they are doing is extremely positive for the rest of the world over the shorter term period. But I think over the longer term, it's going to come back and bite them.
Okay, so what you're saying is that gold is a hedge against what you see as a good short-term shot in the arm, but might turn out to bite them back in the future. So buy gold rather than Bitcoin. Okay, I agree with you on that one. Many people wouldn't. Okay, let's have a look at the top five major moves on the JSE today to the upside. Lighthouse Capital up 7.4%, Hammerson up 6%, PSG up 3.2%, and Bytes up 3.3%. On the downside, this is more interesting. Sanlam, I think, went ex-dividend today, so it's down 5.2%. Naspers, the big one, down 5%. AECI, down nearly 5%. Anglo Gold, Ashanti, down 4.5%. And Prosus, down 4.1%. Big moves to the downside. Give us the JSE closing indices, please, Skulk.
So just on that downward movements, both AECI and Sanlam were ex-div. Sanlam had a three rand dividend that they kicked off. Then AECI kicked off a 4.70 dividend. So
AECI was flat, actually. Yeah, in other words,
AECI was flat. Correct. So the JSE closed down 1.33%. That was mostly, you touched on it. Naturally, there's massive ramifications for when we look at the ALSI currently. When we combine Naspers and Prosus within the all share, that makes up pretty much a fifth or 20% of the total index. So naturally, that didn't have a good effect, and the all share traded or closed the day at 67,160 points. That's down 1.33%. the resource index, they were down 32 basis points. Naturally, the industrial index, they had a massive, massive clump, 2.66% down, while the financial index, they were down 55 basis points. The value traded looked a little bit better today. You know, Lindsay, I mean, how was that 14.5 billion value trade
yesterday? Yeah.
Crazy yesterday. But today, looking a lot better. Mm-hmm. I think most of the action coming from Naspers Process. Value traded to 23 billion for today.
Very good indeed. Scalclo, thank you so much for your wisdom as always. Scalclo is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town, and he'll be back with me for the opening tomorrow morning. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.